Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Laura Simon, a windy, cool start to our morning out there, but I think we have a warm afternoon in store. For all those details, let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a first look at that forecast.
Yeah, warmer today, even warmer tomorrow. But yeah, the wind whipping around out there.
It's so windy. I know. There's no hope for a good hair day. I don't know why I even do my hair before I come to work, because it's like this when I get in.
I know, it is probably hard. I'm trying to decide whether or not I go outside on the weather deck, because again, yeah, the hair.
Right.
Going around as you're trying to
spray it down extra today. I don't know.
We'll see how things are looking there in a little bit. But yeah, currently temperatures are pretty mild. Not the frost and freeze concerns that we were dealing with this time yesterday. Right now we are at, 53 degrees. Southeast wind sustained at 22 miles per hour. We have that gust closer to 30 miles per hour at Lambert, and right at 30 miles per hour. Last hour it was 28. So 30 mile per hour wind gusts in St. Louis, 26 miles per hour for Alton, Cahokia. Then we have some 24 Scott Air Force Base, Farmington, Sparta, and those winds sustained 15 to 20 miles per hour in most cases. So it is a gusty one out there, and I'm expecting it to stay that way through much of the afternoon. We also have some showers. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder here to take you through the morning hours. Very scattered on the east side of the river back to the west. We had a wider area of showers, but that looks to be breaking up and dissipating as it lifts to the north and east. Lots of clouds out there, but today is looking milder. We already have that milder start, the 40s and 50s, well above that freezing mark area-wide. Even in our cooler spots, we're well above freezing. So into today, morning showers, I think we'll see a little bit of a break through midday for most places. Temperatures climbing to about 70. We will have a decrease in cloud cover later on this afternoon, but those gusty winds will be with us. Then we'll look for redevelopment ahead of a cold front that will be pushing through our region later on today. Some of those storms in some of the area could be on the stronger side. I'll let you know where that threat is highest and when that threat is highest in just a few minutes.
Hey, Jamie, a lot to break down. Thanks for that. Breaking overnight, St. Louis Metropolitan Police are investigating two murders. They both happened just after 1:30 this morning and about 7 miles away from each other. In the first case, police say someone brought a man to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. He was not conscious or breathing and ended up dying at the hospital. A witness told investigators the shooting happened on Blair Avenue near the Bissell Street Water Tower. It's unclear if any suspects are in custody. Homicide detectives also investigating a deadly stabbing in North St. Louis. Police say a man was found stabbed inside of a car on 10,000 Riverview, and the street view on Google Maps shows a park and trail in that area. It's about a mile and a half north of the Mississippi Greenway trailhead. We're working to learn more about the circumstances leading up to the victim's death. If you have any info in either of these two cases, you are urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS or 8477. Remember, your tips are always anonymous. A suspect is in the hospital this morning after a bizarre break-in attempt. City police say he was completely naked when he tried breaking through a wall of an apartment. This all happened on Park Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets in the LaSalle Park neighborhood. The 32-year-old suspect was allegedly threatening to kill the victim and his family. The victim shot the suspect in the left hand, which police are saying was in self-defense. The suspect was taken to a hospital for treatment and does face a burglary charge. This morning, we are finding out more about a crash that killed a road construction worker in Lima. Involuntary manslaughter charges have been filed against two of the drivers involved in the crash. County police say they were racing each other on Friday before running into the construction zone. Another road worker was seriously injured in this. The small North County suburb of Belle Noor is getting rid of its police department at the end of the month. A statement released by the mayor cites rising costs and workforce shortages led to this decision. The closure goes into effect on April 25th. Nearby St. John Police will respond to emergency calls in the area until the city makes a more permanent solution. Improving the St. Louis County Government Center could cost taxpayers nearly $600 million. County Executive Sam Page took aim at the county council. He's calling on them to address a crisis which could ultimately force officials to leave the county government center. Elliot Davis breaks down this costly issue in this morning's You Paid For It.
Sam Page says the administration has brought several options to the county council to review in making a decision about what to do about the county government center in Clayton. The building just doesn't meet Clayton's new fire safety codes. The county is faced with making costly repairs or abandoning the 197,000 square foot building.
Unfortunately, the county council has not yet brought this up for a vote. The drop dead deadline to be out of this building is 3 years and 9 months.
The Page administration says they can either fix up the existing building, lease another facility, or the most expensive option, build a new public safety complex for police and core government functions. Price tag for that, $562 million. That's the option favored by the administration.
It's the best long-term solution for the next 50 years.
But the county executive has hit a roadblock on the county council with the county chairwoman, Shalonda Webb.
Shalonda Webb said basically that she doesn't want to go with considering this nearly $600 million building unless you free up money for the not-for-profits. Your reaction to that?
The first obligation of county government is the services provided by that we're required to provide in the charter. In addition to that, we've got to have a place to provide them. We've got to have a building to provide those services.
Councilwoman Ritter Hurd Days is another one not keen on the new deal.
You're saying you don't like the sound of a $600 million price tag?
No, that's quite expensive. That's quite expensive. And if we can do differently, because right now, how are we going to fund that? Is there going to be a tax increase? These folks just got off a huge assessment, as I mentioned earlier. I don't think they're in the mood to have their taxes raised for a building.
She's also thinking about the not-for-profits getting paid.
We're not linking those two, but we just think that you need to take care of business, the business that we've committed to first, before you accept another project.
So the clock is ticking on the county to make a decision. County Executive Page says he wants quick action from the county council to try to get this measure on the November ballot because voters will have to agree to fund whatever choice officials ultimately agree on. You know I'm going to keep you up on this deal. After all, you paid for it.
Looking ahead, the 114th annual Annie Malone May Day Parade's a little more than a month away. On Friday, community leaders, along with numerous sponsors, announced their plans for this year's celebration. The parade features colorful floats, dance troops, electrifying bands, and so much more. The event honors Annie Malone, a pioneer of cosmetology schools, an entrepreneur and philanthropist. The children's home carries her name, which has a rich history. This year's theme for the parade is connecting physical health to mental health. Dr. Kendra Holmes, president and CEO of Affinia Healthcare, will serve as the parade's grand marshal.
This is about celebrating our culture, celebrating the great work that this organization is doing for our community, and celebrating our city. This is also a parade for a purpose.
Come out and celebrate one another, but this parade means something because it's so historic. And when I say it's ours, embrace the culture and everything that we do for the parade and how it impacts our community.
And mark your calendar. The parade itself is happening on Sunday, May 19th. For more about how you can join in on the fun or make a donation, just click on this story on our website, fox2now.com. Families and foodies packed the Kirkwood Farmers Market to celebrate its opening for this season. Some people have been going there for decades. And one family you'll meet in this piece, they're visiting for the first time from Maryland. They actually flew into St. Louis to drive about 90 miles south to see the solar eclipse tomorrow.
Today we have our opening celebration. However, we opened last week. Today's the real first kickoff. And we have all kinds of fun going on, games and prizes and all kinds of sampling.
Dan Mitchell and his sister Chris Clark are the owners of the Summit All Seasons Market at the Kirkwood Farmers Market. Business started with their four uncles and mom back in 1978.
She started it with very low expectation, just to make a little money, little bitty stand out in Gray Summit, just slowly over time grew into this, and she's very proud of us. It means a lot to her that we keep it up.
You can find a lot of traditional items, including farm fresh produce, artisanal crafts, blooming flowers, and indulgent treats.
We're very diligent about having the highest quality products possible.
From Marconi peppers to handmade soap, even fresh-made pasta out of South St. Louis, there is something for everyone here at the Kirkwood Farmers Market. These people right here are selling mushroom coffee.
And our whole kind of mission is to kind of create a community around consciousness, self-awareness, self-love, and self-acceptance. And we're just kind of doing it with a healthy cup of coffee.
I'm proud of the love that we receive from our customers because they tell us constantly, this is such a special place. Thanks for doing this. You know, I try not to be prideful ever, but I will tell you that that makes me feel warm and fuzzy when people come in and tell us you've done an amazing job, you know, over the years. And we have customers that have been coming 40 years.
Despite the chilly start to the morning, people of all ages pack the heart of downtown Kirkwood. The Durham family is visiting from Maryland.
This is adorable. I've never actually been here. Yeah, we're going down to Johnson Shut-ins to camp and hopefully not be overcast and catch the eclipse.
The farmers market is open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 8 to 5, and Sundays from 10 to 5 now through September 30th.
And there's people out there, a really great sight to see. It was a bit chilly outside. I saw a lot of people in coats, even hats out there, but nonetheless a big turnout to celebrate their opening for the season. We do want to send things over to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a look at that forecast for us. Jamie, can people expect warmer weather for this Sunday?
Yeah, warmer weather today, tomorrow. The warming trend continues, so really looking pretty nice.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. It was chilly, though, yesterday morning. It was a frosty start across the area. Not as cold out there right now, but it is windy. Let's go ahead and get a check of that eclipse forecast. You mentioned that one lady wanted to, or they're planning to go down to the Johnson Shut-ins and camp there. Well, I still think it is optimistic. We are going to have an increase in high cirrus cloud cover. Now, high cirrus cloud cover can range from not impacting much of the visibility of the sun at all, but if it is thick enough and widespread enough, it can make for an overcast look, but it tends to be one of those brighter overcast days, not the really gray and dreary ones, but that means that would block out a lot of the visuals of the sun. So I am hopeful, but there is some uncertainty with the thickness of that high cirrus cloud cover and the coverage of it. That being said, it's looking like a warm one. Temperatures climbing to near 80. So it'll be really interesting to feel the drop in those temperatures once that eclipse reaches totality in those areas. Power Doppler still showing some scattered showers across the area. A lightning tracker is on, not picking up any of that at the moment. So from Fayette down into Marion along the I-57 corridor. We have a few spots of rain, then back into Bond and Clinton counties, even up into Montgomery County, we have rain there. And then back to the west from Pike County down through Lincoln, Warren into Franklin counties, we have some spotty showers. Again, lightning tracker is on, so I'm not seeing any of that. If you play the loop, everything that you see on the map is moving toward the north and east. And I really think that by mid-morning, a lot of this shuts down. We see a bit of a break. We have a lot of cloud cover out there, and you'll notice those gusty winds. But warm front impacting our area right now, that will bring the warmer air, but then that cold front sweeps through. I do think we see a decrease in cloud cover later on this afternoon, but we'll see some redevelopment in some areas of some thunderstorm action ahead of that cold front. Here is a beautiful view of the St. Louis Arch, seeing a few layers, levels of clouds out there. 53 degrees, southeast wind at 22 miles per hour, sustained, gusting to 30 miles per hour. So it is windy out there. Pressure this hour is falling, not a surprise with that system moving in. We have anywhere from 48 up to our north, 49 at Millstatt, but many areas in the 50s, even the mid-50s across some of our southern counties. But those winds gusting to 25, 30 miles per hour. It looks like some of the higher winds are basically right through the center of our viewing area. along the river and points to the east. Some of our breezier conditions this morning. I'm expecting showers this morning. They're pretty limited out there right now, probably dissipating for the most part by mid-morning. I think we'll see a few hours where we have a break in that action and some cloud cover, maybe some clearing this afternoon, but then scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder redevelop this afternoon. They could impact the metro, and yes, that means the Cardinals game. That this model does show it a storm moving right overhead a downtown a St. Louis between 3 and 4. Not saying that that's going to happen, but it is a possibility. Some of our far eastern and southeastern counties could have a few stronger storms this afternoon and early evening, later this afternoon and early evening. And then we're going to pause it right at 2 p.m. tomorrow. This model really showing thin cloud cover. So again, I am hopeful for tomorrow, but we can have we'll have some varying cloud cover with that cirrus level. So some areas might see a little bit thicker cloud cover than other areas, and that's one of the question marks that we have today. So that severe threat is a level 1 of 5 across our area for our eastern counties for this afternoon. Of isolated strong to severe storm cannot be ruled out. So for today, scattered storms and windy, 72 degrees. That wind sustained 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust to about 30. Tonight, down to 48. We will clear out those clouds tonight, so it will be a very sunny start to your day on Monday with that increase in cloud cover through the afternoon. So we will just all stay hopeful, pray to the weather gods that we have good viewing in those areas of totality near our region. Then it becomes more unsettled Tuesday through Thursday and clears out in time for the weekend. Next weekend looking quite warm. Laura? All right.